702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
All right, let's go global. Adam Gilchrist, of course, joins us now for The World View. A very good morning to you, Adam. We spoke about this story yesterday, and it's since grown legs. His royal lowness, you could say, Prince Andrew losing his titles and, of course, the honor of being called HRH.
Yeah, no more His Royal Highness, and 9 honorary military titles, so colonel-in-chiefs of various regiments, including the Grenadier Guards, they've gone, 7 in the UK, 1 in New Zealand, 1 in Canada, I believe. And effectively, that is that for public life for Prince Andrew, although technically, I believe, he's still one of the 4 who can stand in for his mum, if need be, for an official duty. Frankly, though, I can't imagine that's going to stay for very long. He will remain Prince Andrew. He'll always be that. I would think he'd remain the Duke of York, because that's the kind of thing they'd strip away. And anyway, Dukes of York, going back over the centuries, have always been rascals. I mean, like Prince of Wales, it's one of those titles. It seems to go with the territory. However, this is a bit beyond rascalness, isn't it? The fact that he may well have to appear in court. Certainly his representatives will in New York. The civil action will continue. And although he's absolutely not been proven to have done anything other than perhaps keep bad company, I guess it's all about reputation. And if there's one firm brand family in the world that relies on reputation, it's the royal family. And clearly the Queen has decided that's it. Sorry, you're out of it, Andrew. I mean, age 61, retiring from public life when that's basically all he does. What the hell does he do next? Do we care, I suppose, would be the other question.
You've also got to ask questions about why he would keep such bad company in particular. I don't think this is over yet for Prince Andrew. Tell me about the Master of Hell, a Syrian colonel convicted in a German court.
Yes, physically, he was not in charge of this jail. He did not personally oversee terrible things that happened inside El Khatib jail, this place nicknamed Hell on Earth. But he's part of the regime that has. So this is a thought to be the first ever case where someone has been convicted for state-led crimes against humanity. In this case, I mean, the stories that have come out of this jail are awful and not suitable for breakfast radio. In fact, they weren't really suitable for court in Koblenz yesterday, but rapes, beatings, sexual assaults, murders, 4,000 people tortured inside this jail, 58 murders, dozens of other cases of just unspeakable stuff. And although, as I say, he didn't personally oversee it, Anwar Raslan was very much a part of the Assad regime that oversaw this. And he pitched up in Germany a couple of years ago seeking asylum, was granted asylum. 800,000 other Syrian asylum seekers and refugees have arrived and been shown the welcome door by Germany. And slowly but surely, a number of them have come forward with stories and pointed the finger at this guy, and he's been done. It's quite something.
It is. It's quite unbelievable. Perhaps a good ending, at least some justice for the victims. Tell me about a very bad date for a Chinese woman.
Do you remember the start of lockdown? I remember stuff saying, you know, be careful who you go for dinner with, you know, you could get stuck. Well, this is pretty much what has happened to a woman who's identified herself on social media only as Wang. She went to a guy's home in Zhengzhou for a blind date. Her family, bless them, had set her up with 10 potential blind dates. This is one of them, a guy who was boasting how good his cooking was. And then as she went for dinner, lockdown came in the city. So a week later, we don't know if she's still there even, but she's been posting videos of her experience. No love has blossomed, I have to say. She says that her blind date was a wooden mannequin, that all he does is clean the house and work on his laptop, and his cooking, of which he's very proud, is mediocre at best. There are currently 20 million people in China who are banned from going out for any reason. Doesn't that bring back bad memories? They are in home confinement. But whose homes, we wonder? Do you know there's a book and a film in this of the places that people ended up getting stuck / locked down?
There is absolutely a book and a film in that, Adam. And of course, in China, these lockdowns are effected quite literally in a matter of hours, if not minutes, as this case seems to indicate. And that, I suppose, is the trouble. I remember you and I discussing the lockdowns, and it was something that felt so remote, so far away from our reality. And boy, oh boy, how wrong I was on that. Adam Gilchrist, you have yourself a fantastic weekend. We'll speak again on Monday.